Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burhell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Lemay. Batting third. The left fielder, Rico Carty. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hank Fisher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Hank Fisher. And now, play ball. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Burpell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardi. Burpell reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardi. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Burpell scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Rogers scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Blackaby pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Ethan Blackaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackaby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Hank Fisher. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Woodward now playing second base. Dennis Menke now playing shortstop. Chichi Olivo now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burpell is walked intentionally. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Bailey to Torre and they have Burpell trapped. The throw over to Menke, who applies the tag for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. the Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burton. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Burton steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burton. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Burton steals third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Woody Woodward. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Chi-Chi Olivo. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. May reaches second base with a double. Cline goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3 Cubs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Bob Sadowski now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burton strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke misplays the ball. That's an error on Menke. Rogers moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Joe Torre. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.